Hi, kids. This is Jack Brinkman, and you're about to listen to an amazing adventure. Before we start, you need to know that portions of the story may be intense for younger listeners. So, if you're under the age of 10, make sure your parents are listening with you. And now, I hope you enjoy this special presentation of The Brinkman Adventures.
Pedro, are you awake?
Sí, Fernando.
You remember what we are doing?
Sí.
Let's go over it again. We wait for a spotlight to go by. We climb the fence and jump. Then we run to the woods.
Fernando?
If we stay here, we'll die in that mine. We have to go if we ever want to see Mom again. Trust me.
They'll take us to the tool shed. I'm scared.
So am I. But we need to be strong. Do you have your shoes on?
Sí.
Okay, stand up. Here comes the light. Get ready. Put your foot in my hands. Now pull yourself up. Wait. Okay, now. Jump. Jump, Pedro.
You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, a family audio drama. Fernando and Pedro, two young brothers, are in the jungle of South America. For the last 2 weeks, they've been held against their will and forced to work inside of an illegal sapphire mine. It's 2 a.m. as the brothers slide out the window in their daring escape.
Where did he go? Oh no! Don't climb there! Calm down! Pedro, we can't go through here. There's barbed wire. Calm down, quick!
Help me, I'm stuck.
The light is coming. Pull yourself off.
I can't. It's getting me, Fernando. It hurts.
Here comes the light.
You go. You can make it.
I'm not living without you. Give me your hand.
Oh. It hurts. Don't pull.
Come on, push your hand toward it. Pull it out fast. Hurry. Pedro, they're coming. Oh no. They're going to get us.
What's going on here?
I'm sorry, sir.
What do you think you're doing? Lay on the ground now. I have two at the barbed wire fence across from the south barracks.
Aren't they secure?
See.
Ah, it's my two new recruits. Boys, why were you leaving? You can tell me.
We wanted to see our mom, Senor Viego.
Don't you see? You're helping your mother. You work for me and I send her money. If you leave, she'll just send you back.
I don't believe you.
I heard that, Fernando. How could you call me a liar? That hurts my feelings. See, I'm helping your family. I'm taking care of you and Paco.
My name is Pedro.
But when boys are bad here, we take them to the tool shed to teach them to obey. Don't be bad, okay?
Yes, sir.
Sí, señor.
Well, I wouldn't be happy either if someone took the roof off my house.
Keep pumping smoke in there. We need more smoke, Dad.
I am, but nothing's coming. I think the fire went out.
Dad, we need smoke now. You're starting to buzz me.
Ian, you said this would be quick and easy, and I wouldn't need a bee suit. So I didn't wear a bee suit. You said I wouldn't need a veil. So I didn't wear a veil. You said I wouldn't even need gloves. So I'm not wearing gloves.
Pastor Brandt said this hive was docile.
Does that mean they don't have stingers?
Dad, I think we need to get out of here.
Ow! My neck, it stung me. Oh no! I got one in my shirt. Ah! Oh, it's getting my back.
You're all around me, Dad. Run, Dad! Ah!
Hi, Gracie.
Your lips are huge.
Yeah.
What happened?
Your face looks like a pumpkin.
Charlie, that's not nice.
Don't laugh at your dad, kids. What'd the ER doctor say?
I'm allergic to bees.
I could have told you that.
Yeah. They gave me this EpiPen in case it happens again.
What's an EpiPen?
It's a needle that has medicine in it. It helps with the swelling.
Mm-hmm. I hope I never need one of those.
Yeah. Hi, Dad. Sorry about that.
It's okay. How many stings?
6. How about you?
12. I hate to say this. I know it's funny, sweetie pie, but
hate to say this, but we need to get back there and put that lid back on.
Sort of don't want to.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's get it over with. Come on. I grabbed some more twine for the smoker, but I don't think we'll need it. Can you handle it by yourself?
I don't know.
Just run up and drop it in place. And this time, wear the bee suit.
All right.
How long has Pastor Brandt gone?
2 weeks.
Oh. Well, next week, you'll need to extract the honey yourself. I can't help anymore.
I'm only 11, and I haven't even done it before.
You told him you'd do this, Ian. Do you remember his instructions?
Well, you pull the frames from the hive.
Uh-huh.
Then you cut the caps off with the heated knife.
Right.
Then you put the frames in the extractor and turn it on.
I think you can handle this, son.
But you said you'd help me.
Well, that was before I knew I was allergic. I need to stay away from bees. Doctor's orders. You need to give it your best shot, son. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, Pedro. We need to get home. Mom is waiting for us.
Coming.
Hey, you two. Where are you going?
To our house. We live over there, down that road.
You have parents?
My mom.
I see. Are you selling those baskets?
Si, senor.
Your mom makes these?
We both do. I made this one.
Nice work. My name is Senor Viejo.
Me llamo Fernando.
Pleased to meet you. Do you sell many of these baskets?
I don't know, like 2 or 3 a week.
I own a store a little ways away. I might be interested in selling these. If I did, you and your mama would be very busy.
Really?
I'd like my wife to see these and meet you. She's the one who actually decides what we sell. Could you come to the store for a few minutes?
Well, I don't know. My mother is waiting for us.
It's not far. I could have you back here in just a few minutes.
Well, okay. Wow, this is a big truck.
It's a Hummer ton.
I've never rode in one of these. Come on, Pedro.
Fernando, don't do
hey,
it.
Hey, kid.
Mother?
Nandito, don't
get out of bed
him.
Now. Wake up.
Huh?
We have a lot of work to do.
If he comes back and you're still in bed, he will whip
get
you.
Get moving.
Carlos, where's my brother?
I'm right here, Fernando.
Fernando, what happened last night? We tried to escape.
Yeah, I know that. What did I do to you?
He warned us not to do it again.
You're lucky. They almost killed the last guy that tried that. Be careful, amigo. Come on, guys. We can't be late for breakfast.
We have opened a new shaft. There better not be any more accidents. If you want lunch, you need to find at least one gem. Those who find the most gems get the food. That's how it works. Don't be lazy. If you find a big one, you might even get a special privilege. Now, hurry up and finish your food. When you're done, take your chisels, hammers, and flashlights from the rack and get to work.
Pedro, tighten the straps to your flashlight. It's hanging in front of your face. Come here. There you go. That's better.
I don't want to go back down there, Fernando. I hate it.
I hate it down there too, but we have to go. Just stick close to me.
Okay. Come on, you're late again. They're gonna beat us if they see us standing here.
Hi, Carlos. How did you get here? Did Senor Viejo steal you away from your parents?
I don't have any parents. He found me in the street and gave me a job.
Does he ever pay you?
He say he will, but he never pay me.
Are all the kids here orphans?
Some are here because their parents make them come. Their parents can't afford to take care of their kids, so Senor Viejo takes them.
Does he pay their parents?
He say he does, but I don't believe him.
I wish I could take that man and lock him up. Children shouldn't be forced to work at mines.
Be careful, the ladder is broken. See right there.
I go first, Pedro. Do not be afraid.
Oh, my head hurts. I can't do it, Fernando. I'm tired. I want to go back.
It's almost lunchtime, and we still haven't found one. Come on, Pedro. Let's keep working.
But I am hungry.
I'm hungry too, Pedro. Come on. Here, put the chisel in a crack like I showed you. Here, good. Then hit it. Yeah, like that. See?
This hammer's too heavy. I can't.
But you have to do it. If not, we'll not get fed. We have to find at least one sapphire.
Carlos said, come down to the new tunnel. You have every farm tree. Look at this one.
Wow, that's pretty big.
We find a bigger one. Carlos said it.
That tunnel does not look safe, Henry. We're staying here.
Okay, but you're gonna be hungry.
Fernando, I can't breathe. I can't.
They're calling us, Pedro. We have to go up. It's lunchtime.
We didn't find anything yet.
I know, but what are we gonna do? We have to go. Come on.
Good work. Keep moving.
Here you go, sir.
Kid, that's a beautiful rock. You can go eat now.
Thank you, sir.
Next.
I'm sorry, senor. We didn't find one this time.
What is your problem? You two are worthless.
We tried, senor.
You know the rules. No lunch. Better luck next time.
I hate it here.
I'm sorry. This is my fault. I shouldn't have trusted Mr. Viego. I'm sorry.
Doesn't Mama want us here? Senor Vega said so.
He was lying. Mother will never want us here.
Hey, guys, you didn't find anything?
No.
I told you to come. You was a good spat.
I can tell by the size of your plate.
Here, take this. Don't let them see you eat it. Thanks, Carlos.
You can have my piece of bread. I'm not hungry.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I can't help it.
Hey, you're not supposed to be eating.
I'm not.
Open your mouth. Okay, who gave it to you? Tell me. This is the last time I am asking. Then it is off to the tool shed with you. Who gave you that bun?
It was me, sir.
Carlos, you know better. Come with me.
Hey guys, this is Zane Brinkman. Recently I found a pretty cool verse, Romans 10:14. Basically it says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him unless they hear about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? By this I can see it's pretty important for me to tell others about Jesus. Have you ever found a cool verse? Visit our website at brinkmanadventures.com and write us. And now, back to the adventure.
Señor Viego.
Come in.
Señor, there is a man here. He wants to talk to you. He says his name is Señor Esposito.
I don't know a Señor Esposito. What does he look like?
I think he's rich. He's wearing a very nice black suit. I think it's Hermani. Oh, and his shoes, senor? They might be Stefano Beaver's.
I don't care about his clothes. What does he look like?
I don't know. He's big.
Send him in.
Good afternoon. My name is Jason Esposito.
Senor Viego, sit down, please.
Thank you.
Can I get you something? A drink, some cheese?
Thank you, but no, I'm fine.
Senor Esposito, what can I do for you?
I'm in your country to buy sapphires. We've been getting sapphires from a broker. Business has been good. Boss thinks it's time to cut out the middle guys. So, we're going straight to the source.
Do I know your boss?
You've probably heard his name. But let's just call him Louis. Do you have a problem with that, Mr. Senor Viego?
No, that's fine.
How many sapphires can you do a month?
How many do you need?
Señor Viego, let's not play games. I can find another source, okay? Please, answer the question.
Right now, about 500.
And you have labor force? How many?
About 20 full-time workers.
Adult or children?
Our workers are on the younger side.
They skilled?
Of course. They're as skilled as they come in this area.
I'm going to need samples. Here's how we'll do it. I have payment in my car with a guard. I want you to select 6 random stones from yesterday's take. My guard gives you cash, and I take them back to the, you know, city. My guys look them over. We like what we see. We come back and talk more. Capiche?
Bueno, come with me.
Carlos, are you okay?
Wasn't too bad. He got interrupted.
Your back is bleeding. Here, let me help you.
I'm fine. Stop. Senor Vega is coming.
Quiet down, everyone.
I have good news. We had a visitor today. He represents a company which may buy many of our sapphires.
Come on, kids. Aplausos, aplausos.
This is very good news for all of us.
Good news for you, not for us.
He may come back tomorrow and may want to see the mine. If he does, we need to impress him. Work hard. Only speak when spoken to. Y escúchame, chicos. If anybody does something that prevents this deal, well, I wouldn't want to be that somebody. Any questions? Good. I want you to spend the rest of the day making the mine look safe. By this time tomorrow, we need timbers on the walls of the new section. Okay, that is all. You are dismissed.
Devotion time. Okay, everybody sit down. Make sure you have your Bibles.
Always, Grace, go grab the Bibles while you're in there.
That's
okay,
great. Thank you.
Here, you sit next to me and I'll help you.
Everybody here?
Uh-huh. All here.
Okay. Well, in Proverbs 6, God tells lazy people to consider the ant. You know, ants don't have a commander, but they still provide for themselves. Michelle, why don't you do verses 9 through 11?
How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man.
What does that mean?
Well, basically, if we spend too much time lying around, we get poor.
So, why are we reading this?
Feeling a little guilty?
Maybe a little.
This is a pretty convicting passage, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible often warns against laziness. On the other hand, it makes it very clear that hard work is good. You know, I learned about this as a commercial fisherman in Alaska. You know, there were days we worked in rain, wind, huge waves. You know, it was hard, but not wrong. My captain used to say,
Jack, it's mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter.
Right now, we're helping Pastor Brandt out by bee-sitting his 2 beehives.
Bee-sitting?
Today, Ian's going to collect some of the honey. That verse we just read reminds me of the bees. Remember, it's said to think about the ant. Well, bees are similar to ants. So let's finish our time here thinking about bees.
Why do they work so hard? Are they slaves?
No, slavery is when one person acts as if they own another person and then forces them to work for no pay. And that's wrong.
But doesn't the queen bee force the other bees to work?
Nope. Nobody forces them. They just do it.
Now, I've asked Ian to share a little of what he's learned. And feel free to ask him questions. We'll see how much he knows. Okay, Ian.
All right. First, like the ants, the bees don't have a commander. There's a queen, but she's not the commander. She lays the eggs, which turn into bees. She can lay over 1,000 eggs a day.
Wow, how long does she live?
Up to 6 years.
How about the other bees? How long do they live?
It depends on their jobs. See, bees each have a role. Some are janitor bees who clean the hive.
Gracie would be one of those.
Then there are construction bees who make the comb.
Dad.
Nurse bees who take care of the baby bees.
That would be Mom.
Then there are guard bees who protect against intruders.
That's me and Isaac.
And me. Then there are forager bees who travel up to 6 miles from the hive to collect pollen and nectar from the flowers.
That's Kate, Kitri, and Michelle.
Those ones die the quickest.
Oh, scratch great. That.
Nice.
why do they die?
Flying around getting honey wears them out faster.
What determines what their role is?
I don't know. Guess God determines it.
Interesting stuff. Okay, Ian, now tell us one amazing piece of bee trivia.
Okay. Here's one. You know Los Alamos?
Kids, that's the lab in New Mexico that developed the first atomic bomb.
So, scientists there are training bees to sniff out explosives planted by terrorists.
No way.
Yep, they put them in these little harnesses and they train them to stick out their tongues when they smell explosives.
That's crazy.
Cool. Well, thanks for the bee report, Ian. Family, let's keep thinking about the verses we read and the hardworking example set by bees. All right, that's it.
Fernando, hold that side higher. Higher! Okay, don't move. That's it. That does it. This wire is done.
I don't see why we're helping him.
What do you mean?
Mr. Viego is using us. We should not help him make a deal. We should try to wreck that deal.
What are you talking about? Didn't you hear him? He said...
Carlos, whatever is good for him is bad for us. Don't you see? If you get that deal, he'll work us even harder.
I never thought about that. But if we did something, he'd kill us.
He won't find out. Do you think you can get us a stick of dynamite?
Probably.
I've got an idea.
Mom, why is it that whenever he's supposed to help me on dishes, he has to go do something else?
Kitri, this just came up, and he needs to get it done. Ian didn't want to go. Trust me, he'd prefer the safety of these dishes over the bees any day.
It's just frustrating. It doesn't seem fair.
They're back!
Men, you're home. Ooh, Ian, what happened to your nose?
Another run-in with a bee.
Oh.
Look! I got stung on my finger. See?
Does it hurt?
No.
They might be a little beat up, but look what they have to show for it.
Wow. Two jars of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Can I try it?
Sure. Pastor Brandt said we could have what we extracted.
Oh, this is really
wonderful.
Yum. You could probably get a lot of money for this stuff.
Somehow, I don't think you're going to get a chance.
Good job, you little bees.
Chris, David and I believe it's an illegal sapphire mine.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. What happened?
Well, as you know, we followed up with a tip. David drove and I posed as the buyer. I didn't go into the mine, but I saw kids working on the grounds.
How many guards?
I'm guessing there are five or less adults on site, including the owner.
Any confirmation of slavery?
No. I wasn't able to speak with anybody besides the head honcho. It sure had every appearance of forced labor, though.
David, do you agree?
I do. Looked a lot like Ranchero Salute.
Before we conduct a raid, we need confirmation. Any ideas?
I need to isolate one of the kids. I think the best chance for that would be in the mine.
You have a problem. Owners don't like buyers seeing the underbelly of the beast.
Just tell him it's a deal breaker if you can't go down. Say that you need to see it so you can be sure the mine can meet our demands.
Works for me. What do you think?
It's the best we have. The problem is we don't have time to gain their trust. I'll probably only get a couple of minutes with one of the kids to confirm our suspicions and then relay the plan.
We need to pray you find the right kid and that God prepares his heart.
If you think this is it, we'll need to contact the Brinkmans. What's your gut say, Tom? Is this thing going down?
Yes.
All right. I'll make the call.
Hello, this is Jack Brinkman.
Hello, Jack. It's Chris Balma from Mercy and Justice Mission.
Oh, hi, Chris. I was wondering if you guys would ever call.
We think it's time. We won't know for at least 24 hours. Once confirmed, it'll happen in a couple of days. You should probably start heading our way. But you need to be aware there's a risk the raid could be called off.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
We'll be in touch.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, an exciting family audio drama. We're so glad you listened to part one of Sapphire Slaves. From Pastor Brandt's beehives to dangerous mines, we've certainly been all over the map with today's story. How is Jack Brinkman involved in the drama that seems to be unfolding at the mine? To find out, you're going to have to keep listening. While today's story is fictitious, it's been inspired by real people and events. To find out more, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com, and be sure to tune in next time to hear the exciting conclusion of Sapphire Slaves.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.